Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Maggie, who's taken her vacation a day early, as any sensible person would. We're talking about patriotism at this difficult time for our country, given what we just saw happen in D.C. today, and given the horrors that Donald Trump has been perpetrating on immigrants, on our media, on our universities, and the courts. You can join the conversation by phone or by text by calling 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Gary and Madison text in, when talking about Trump, you must include the whole GOP. They're a major part of what happens. Of course, Gary is right. But I wanted to add an amendment to his comment, and that is, it's not the whole GOP, it's the elected GOP in Congress, I would say. It's the GOP here in Wisconsin, the elected officials. But I would never say all Republicans. And I think generalizations like that are not only inaccurate, but not productive and not politically useful at all. Because I know a lot of Republicans who may have voted for Trump, but they did. So not because they're horrible people, but because they didn't like Biden. You know, they didn't like Biden's economic policy. They thought Trump was going to give them a tax break or whatever. You know, I don't think it was a moral thing to do, but they're not at bottom immoral people. And I think we make a mistake by painting with a whole brush all members of the Republican Party or all people who voted for Trump. So that is my only caveat there. We have a text from Tom from Jackson, says, "Hey, Matt, any chance of hearing a songbird called the peewee as you head out today?" Well, I've got a different songbird for you, though I do like the eastern peewee and the phoebe, too, which is its relative. These are tiny little flycatchers for those of you who aren't in birdland. But the song that I brought today, and Tom has heard me before because he knows I always bring a bird song on to Civic Media. We have the song of a very humble bird, the house wren. But it's a beautiful song. So, Jacob, if you've got that queued up, well, please play that for us. So that's the house wren. That's the bird that might be waking you up at 4:30 or 4:45 in the morning. I have them in my yard. They've just had babies. They're flying around all over the place. Even I saw one come to the suet the other day. But I do love the song of the, you know, plain, tiny, brown, drab house wren. Not a beautiful bird, but it's got a beautiful song. And maybe there's a lesson in there for all of us. I before the break, was talking about Trump and fascism, and Jacob, our great producer, reminded me that an element of fascism is expansionism. And, of course, you know, Trump is an expansionist. Look, he's been talking about Canada. He's been talking about Greenland. You know, he's willing, as prior presidents have been, too, unlawfully, to drop a bomb on another country without a declaration of Congress or even consulting Congress. So that's a militarism, another element of fascism there. And there's tremendous increase in the budget signed today or passed today for an increase in spending on the Pentagon and a huge increase spending on ICE. We've just got a couple minutes left in this segment. I want to read something controversial. It was a piece by Howard Zinn, who wrote this when I was editor at The Progressive in 2006. It's called "Put Away Your Flags." On this July 4th, we would do well to renounce nationalism and all its symbols, its flags, its pledges of allegiance, its anthems, its insistence in song that God must single out America to be blessed. Is not nationalism, asks Zinn, that devotion to a flag, an anthem, a boundary, so fierce that it engenders mass murder, one of the great evils of our time, along with racism, along with religious hatred? These ways of thinking, cultivated, nurtured, indoctrinated from childhood on, have been useful to those in power and deadly for those out of power, wrote Zinn. And he continues, national spirit can be benign in a country that's small and lacking both in military power and a hunger for expansion. And he mentioned Switzerland, Norway, Costa Rica. But in a nation like ours, huge, possessing thousands of weapons of mass destruction, what might have been harmless pride becomes an arrogant nationalism dangerous to others and to ourselves. He goes on. Our citizenry has been brought up to see our nation as different from others, as an exception in the world, uniquely moral, expanding into other lands in order to bring civilization, liberty, democracy. That self-deception started early, he says. And he concludes, we need to refute the idea that our nation is different from, morally superior to, the other imperial powers of world history. Howard Zinn's last sentence here. We need to assert our allegiance to the human race and not to any one nation. That was Howard Zinn, the author of People's History of the United States, writing in The Progressive in 2006, a little column called Put Away Your Flags. I remember it provoked a lot of controversy. It speaks to the ambivalence I have on any July 4th, but especially this July 4th, with all that Donald Trump has been doing to our country. And I want to hear from you after the break about how you're wrestling this weekend with July 4th and what it means to be an American, what it means to be a patriot, what it means to be a citizen. The number to call or to text, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Maggie on the Maggie Dawn Show all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.